Thank you for contacting provider services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Provider.
If you are a Keystone First provider, say Keystone. If you are an AmeriHealth Caritas provider, if you are a Medicaid provider, say Medicaid. If you are a Medicare provider, say Medicare. If you are a Community Health Choices provider, say CHC. Or if you are a CHIP provider, say CHIP provider.
Medicaid.
That's Medicaid. Did I get that right?
Yes.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like claim status, prior authorization, claim payment, or check eligibility. Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say things like claim status, prior authorization, check eligibility, or claim payment. All right, let's transfer you to a representative for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Wendy L. May I have your name and last initial?
Hi, good morning. My name is Erica. Last initial B as in boy, calling in from Family First Care, LLC.
Okay. You said Erica, E-R-I-C-K-A?
E-R-I-C-A, and last initial B as in boy.
Mm-hmm. And may I have a callback number?
267-551-7423, no extension.
All right, and may I please have the provider NPI you're calling about, please?
Our NPI gives us trouble. I can provide you with our tax ID.
Or the provider ID number?
Yes, it will be, the provider ID number is 307-82894.
And you said from Family First?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And can you verify the last four of the tax ID number?
3555.
Mm-hmm. Mama. And may I have the member ID number you're calling about?
I have the Medicaid ID, if that's okay.
Yes.
One moment. Medicaid ID is 001557655. 523.
I have 00155765 23.
Yes.
And what is the name of the member you're calling about?
Elaine Frith.
And can you verify her date of birth?
Date of birth is April 11th, 51.
Mm-hmm. And are you aware of any other health insurance for this member?
No.
And how can I help you today?
So I'm calling to see if a service coordinator was assigned to her case.
Sure, I can definitely look into that for you. Hold on, so she has two accounts. I'm not showing any of them yet. Let me see something. Okay, I'm not showing one in her profile. She is with Keystone. Let me log into the state to confirm to see if one has been assigned. I do apologize. Bear me for one moment.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control.
all children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children age 12 to 20 are changing at a fast pace. It's especially important for them to see their doctor at least once a year for a checkup. Call today to schedule your teen's checkup. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram.
Erica, thank you for patience. I'm still here. I just had to log in to the state because it doesn't show on the member's profile. So when I'm actually in the state now. And I'm going to use the. Okay, so she just was eligible today. Wait a minute. Okay, so she. Yeah, okay, so they just renewed it. Okay, hold on. Okay, no, unfortunately, I don't see that. Hold on. And does she need to have one of those?
Yes. She was just approved for the waiver program.
Okay. And this will be the first time requesting one. Has
yeah.
a member has a member side request? Okay. And does the member have the preferred service coordinator?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, I'm going to place in a 1 minute hold. I have to contact the case management department. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
And just in case, you're welcome. You'll be your name, Erica B, and then your callback number is 267-551-7423.
Correct.
Okay, one moment.
women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked.
Okay, Erica, thank you for holding. Quick question, when did the member get approved?
She was just approved. One moment. We were notified yesterday, so it's probably a bit early before an SC can be assigned.
Okay. Hold on one second. Okay, yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
how do you say your name? I have. How do you say your name? I'm sorry.
T as in Tom, A-R-A.
And your last initial, sir?
B as in boy.
Okay. So, yeah, she said she's not sure when, but she.
Well, if she was just approved on yesterday, they automatically get assigned, and that does take up to a week or so for them to be assigned. But they do automatically get assigned a service coordinator.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Perfect. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that will be all for today. Happy New Year.
Same to you both.
Likewise. But thank you for calling Kiss Home. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, bye-bye.